Hello and welcome to A Pint of Cthulhu Season 4 Plus the Critters. In our last episode, the team has finally now made their way to the theatre district where they were apprehended by several puppets after seeing a critter trying to flee from the inside of the building. They are currently now back in the bush with the other two critters, and that is where we will start our story today. Off you go.
Very simple. Previously on. Attacked by puppets, we're now in a bush.
Yeah. Doesn't need to be much more complicated than that. So, yeah.
And you have got Osmond as a shot.
Well, Gertrude doesn't see the point of just lying in this bush right now. So she's going to get up and walk out of the bush and go up to the front door, I'm assuming.
Knock on. You rang.
Anyone want to join me? No? Okay. Just gonna go.
Well, I know the creature that was talking to you before. Be like, you might want to stop your friend from doing that. It's not very safe going in the front door.
Hold the fuck on, Gertrude. Just hold up, Gertrude.
I don't think I'm gonna stop. No, hold on. Mr. Jacob. I hold Mr. Jacob back. Let's see where this goes.
Mr. Jacob, with his face and his palms just going, alright. What?
This is natural selection, Mr. Jacob. Natural selection. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah, just like using an infantry.
Go knock on that door.
Hard to argue with that.
Are you seriously going to let your friend just walk up by themselves to the front door?
I don't think you quite realize the friend that we're letting go do this. I would say she knows what she's doing. She really doesn't.
I do like that no matter who
selection.
We get Carmen to play, we always treat him like fucking Carmen.
Manny will follow. Manny will follow.
In her footsteps and wonder why are her friends not joining her? And this time she's going to sense danger. Do you know what? This is a bad idea. I'm not going to.
Oh, you
can't.
Manny won't leave
Gertrude
alone.
Oh,
see,
Manny's going? Oh.
Manny's your friend.
I won't leave her alone.
Thank
you, Pam.
So, are you guys going to go knock on the door?
I think perhaps we should find out a little bit more from these friends about what's going on in there. There's obviously some dangerous puppetry about.
Yeah.
I'll be honest,
I kind of wanted to
see what would happen. Damn it.
I think what would happen would be an hour long combat session again, somehow.
It's almost as if someone could see the GM layer.
Yeah, shush.
I think that's the thing from before, but like, we've got a safe space in through the vents if you want to come and join us. But I warn you, it's a bit cramped. It's not the best place in the world, but it's where we've been hiding for a while. We can explain more there, safer.
Right. Is it our
good,
secret
we can,
passage?
Good, we can mission improbable this shit.
I like that.
I made the perfect... I don't know if he's a brand. Cruz. I don't know if he's a brand.
Yeah. He's not a brand. Just the name Cruz is not a brand. Just leave it at that.
That's what I thought.
So as the other one basically leads you back into this small little grate, you'll hear them bickering between each other about one wanting to escape and the other one essentially not, it's not possible, you can't get out. And then they'll turn to you and be like, your train. How'd you get it?
Yeah, I was about to say, you can get out. We've got a train out there if you want to use it.
This has been the first time that a train's come through here.
Mr. Jacob, are we sure? Are we sure we want to, we want to just let any stranger on our train?
It's magical. We just press the button and it just takes us around the place.
Well, if they misbehave, we can always feed them to Marge.
Can everybody stop muttering about how we're going to off these two helpful little rodents?
Well, they'll be getting right off.
Oh, no, I was talking to them. Okay.
Well, I mean, we might have to take you up on your offer to get us out of here, but...
how would it benefit me?
We have to remember, we trusted the wolf, and the wolf stabbed us in the back.
Exactly. Treachery is afoot.
Look, we don't have enough information here to go trusting anyone at the moment, so these little rodents are going to take us to their hideout, we're going to get some more information, and then we can decide the best course of action there, okay?
Are we
secret
are we
passage.
Are we sure, Mr. Mr. Jacob, are we sure they're bringing us to the hideout? They're not just bringing us into the clutches of whoever those puppets were?
Well, could I mean, we're going to walk in the front door anyway, so I mean, this is probably the better option.
I mean, we need food anyway.
Right, how about we just get on with it?
We also need to be. We need to be on our heart. We need to be on our guard.
Okay, sure.
We have to be hard.
Be on your heart. Yes, I know you can hear me, and I'm letting you know I don't trust you. You're exactly right. I don't think you should. You shouldn't trust anybody you just met, for sure. And we're letting you know we don't trust you because we just met you.
Everybody, please. The vents are not the time for this kind of argument.
Yeah, they're just like people in the building looking up at the vents, hearing the shit.
I haven't got the maps for it, but you have to just picture yourself in the vents. Our map abilities have run out, so we're dealing with limited images here.
Right, lead the way, sugar gliders.
That sounds like a DM problem.
It is.
For some weird reason.
It really is. Anyway. So yeah, eventually they'll lead you out into this kind of small little green room. It's been blockaded on the door, so there is really only one way in and out. There's a whole bunch of other critters in there. They're all kind of looking somewhat starved and emaciated. And,
cannibals!
No, not quite. We just can't get to the food. So, this is our safe house. And we're in trouble.
Well, we probably can help you out with that.
What's the nature of this trouble, sir?
Well, to do that, we'd have to paint a picture of how it all started.
Yes, tell us a story.
420 years ago.
It was only about a couple of weeks back.
It started when I was born.
He started with a kiss.
A long time ago, in a theatre far, far away.
Are you quite finished?
No, but carry on.
No, I think I have a few more of them, if I can find them in my head. Hold on.
Oh, please.
If I can build them real quick.
Call me.
Alright, go ahead.
Well, a couple of weeks back, we got a thing going around saying that the whole park was under a new kind of management.
Yeah, we've been figuring that out along the way.
Oh, good, so maybe you can fill us in. What the fuck is going on? Who is it?
Right, well, apparently there's this guy. He is called the Knight. The
Glorious
something
Knight.
Knight.
The Glorious One.
Well, that was
I don't know if I call him glorious, but he calls himself a knight anyway. Anyway,
asshole.
This guy has used the disaster of the incoming floods to block himself off in this fun land from the rest of the world and to rule it as king.
Well, that explains a few things. It was only a couple of weeks ago that our former boss wanted us to start performing these almost, as you'd say, propaganda-like kind of plays. Bigging up this knight character, and a few people didn't like it. A few people just did it because they thought it was a job. And you know, we're all thespians here. Yeah, we all like to act. But then people started going missing. And strange puppets started turning up. We all thought, well, maybe you know, some people got a job as a puppet. But there's nothing inside those things.
Did people regularly get jobs as puppets previously?
Well, you've got those big puppets and need multiple people to, you know, puppeteer them. Like, Large Bird from Pinto Street or whatever the fuck.
I think if I remember.
We had a consistent name for it.
Poppy Seed Street.
Poppy Seed Street, there you go.
Yeah, like that. And more people started going off and disappearing.
Fair enough. People going missing, puppets turning up unannounced and sentient for some reason.
Well, we don't know about sentient, but when the boss was confronted, she went nuts. Or he went nuts, depending on who I end up getting as a voice actor for this one. started sending all the puppets after everyone. It was pandemonium. We managed to lock ourselves in here. That was about going on 4 or 5 nights ago now.
Ah, call it 5 nights ago, yeah. Is that what we're calling it? Yeah. Okay. So, four, I mean, it's impressive that you managed to make the entire 5 nights. That's apparently a challenge, I hear.
Well, I mean, you know, it was all well and good when we had pizza to last us, but that ran out. And, you know, the power all turned off at one point.
Music box started playing.
Oh, don't get me started with that one. There's a puppy that does that. It's creepy as shit.
Right, well, to tell you the truth, the only reason we stopped here is because our train stops at every section of the park and we have to wait for it to recharge. So,
how convenient.
Yes, it's a convenient narrative tool.
Like an arc or so.
So, we've got some time to kill here, and you have a mystery on your hands.
Yeah.
What I'm suggesting is there anything in this house that may aid us on our journey that we could take?
So you just want to take stuff and then fuck off again?
No. Look, this is a trade barter situation. We're going to solve the mystery, help destroy some puppets, and in return, we're going to get something to add to our train.
I mean, I don't quite know what we can add to a train, but, you know, maybe entertainment.
It doesn't have to be something you own. If there's anything like parts or machinery or food stores or whatever in the theatre that we should be made aware of to snatch up while we're raiding the place.
Costumes.
Couldn't hurt to tell us.
Perhaps a prop cupboard with prop armoury.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we have a prop cupboard, but we haven't been able to get to it for, well, since this whole thing started. It's heavily guarded.
We can be actors!
Well, who is feeding this propaganda to the puppets or to the script writers?
Well, that'd be Will, wouldn't it? The boss.
Ah, tell me about him.
Your typical overly large-sized spider.
Ah, yeah, very typical.
Quite the actor originally, wasn't too bad to start with, and then became absolutely insane.
Ah, proper indoctrinated into the cult, you may say.
I mean, maybe. We don't quite know, we just thought it was a job at one point.
Well, we've come across some pretty culty people before. Unfortunately, we've been unsuccessful to get any real good information out of them because they do tend to die before we get to interrogate them. Maybe we can get some information from this spider.
It might even be interesting.
Because propaganda being his job, I'm quite sure that information is going to be plentiful once we get there. Isn't it, GM?
Yep, it is. Don't worry about it.
Maybe he might know where the mice is.
Ah, well, I mean, you have to look at a map to tell you where everything goes, but hey ho.
Right.
After all, we've been getting closer and closer to this glorious night, and I feel like we know less and less about them.
Right, just out of curiosity, do we know where this Will is going to be and where would be the easiest time to get to him?
I mean, that'd be the main stage, but again, we haven't been able to get to there since this whole thing went down.
But surely they allow people on for productions? For the plays? Puppets.
Puppets. I have a question. Do you know how to get to there, like, from here?
I mean, it used to be through the main door and, well, we're in the green room now.
Is there any, like, back ways? Like, I don't know, employee entrances?
Well, give us a wee sort of general idea on what the layout of this place is.
Tradesman entrance.
Well, we're currently in the green room at the moment, which is, funny enough, not too far off from the main stage. However, as soon as you go out that door, there's about, 20, 30 different puppets all waiting for you. At least that's how it was when we went out there, so we nailed it shut. The vent system's old and decrepit. We can only just get in and out from the outside. Can't really go too far. I mean, we can get to the lobby from here, but that's about it.
Alright, lobby. Sounds like a good place to start.
Well, even again, that's pretty guarded every now and again. It depends on how much noise you make, it seems. Our mate here was trying to run as soon as he saw your train. That's what attracted him to Snail with.
Hmm.
Well, good news for you. There is plenty of space on this train, and there just so happens to be a personal chef on there as well.
Yes. Do the puppets... Is there a way to fool them? Could we pretend to be puppets?
It's potentially possible if you can dress up like one, but you'd have to go through the main lobby and all that lot first. We can make you a deal. If you can get us enough food to last us a couple more days from the main lobby, we might be able to distract enough of them so you can get round the back. Get into the old costume department, perhaps.
Yes, sounds like a good plan.
I have a plan. Plan B as such. Could we scavenge our way to make something that we can set these puppets on fire? Because we've got a lot of puppets. If we can make a Molotov, surely we can burn a lot of them.
You might also burn the main building down, and that's us out of an house.
And all the stuff we want.
I wasn't talking to you two, I was talking to my friends.
I think that would still start with us going to the lobby, which should be where concession stands are. I don't know if this place had a liquor license, but if it did, might as well check.
Considering the rest of the place sells Donkey Nuts Tennessee whiskey, you are fairly certain that there's going to be some alcohol of some sort around.
Right, okay, so quietly to the lobby and then from there.
Yeah, so we've got the lobby, the concessions, and the costume department, and a prop shop or prop space. Is that right? Is that what we've picked up so far?
Prop space is probably the same as the costume area, right?
Pretty much. I mean, there's also a scripting kind of place where the people used to work on scripts and whatnot.
A wee writer's room.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of us used to work in there. It used to be quite nice and cushy, but, you know, that's, again, overrun. I'm fairly certain one of our lot left something quite valuable in there, but what it was, we don't know, because they died before they got in here.
I would suggest is if you all want to backtrack through the vents, all of you tiny critters, and find safety for the moment in our train, we will make our way through the house to try and interrogate this spider, and hopefully we won't destroy the house at all, and you'll be able to come back and...
Well, how about I put this in a much more simpler version? If you can get us enough food to last us a couple of weeks, so let's face it, none of us here have really eaten much. If you can get us enough food from the old popcorn stand, say enough to last maybe, you know, 2-3 days until all this kind of, if you guys are so good, you know, all this blows over, then we can help maybe distract in the future to get some puppets away.
Right. Same plan as we had 5 minutes ago. Good idea. Right, up into the vents we go, I guess, to the lobby.
Okie dokie.
Oh, can I scout ahead a little bit? Because Claris has a thing that lets him move silently by burning a little bit of grit.
Sure.
You want to scout it out?
We can all go into the vents, but I'm going to shuffle along to see how many are in the lobby. Just going a little bit ahead. How many seconds would you say I'd need to be silent to effectively scout? 20?
Maybe or so. I mean, you're in the vents, so you're not exactly the most easiest to see or spot, but... Yeah.
This is for being quiet. We're going to be really quiet. We're hunting puppets.
Puppets.
Yeah, so I'll burn 2 grit to be silent for 20 seconds. Just poke my head down and sneak around to see what's in the lobby. See if there's puppets down there.
So, as you pop your head down, you'll see there's a couple nearby. But they all seem to be kind of just generally shambling around, not doing much. Right. But you are above the popcorn machine, so that would probably be a good place to get food.
Oh, hang on.
Yoink my head back in and turn back to the others.
Right. We're directly above the popcorn. There's only a handful of puppets. But, reminder, if we are noisy... which we probably will be if we have to fight them. About 30 of them are going to come run and bumfuck us. So, be quiet. And no explosions, good children.
Gertrude might have a plan. We were talking about an amazing adventure earlier about this man and this film. I think we should, do that. Has anyone got any string?
Oh, yes. Gertrude, if we're doing that, I don't think you should be the one getting dangled.
I'm the anchor. I'm the anchor. So that birdman over there, he's been burning his hollow legs. He could definitely...
Yeah, Tugan, we can do it. Or Jacob, to be honest.
So...
The whitest.
Cap, do you have any stealth abilities?
I've got steel.
That would be good. Yeah. We can lure Cap. And he can use steel to, like, swipe some popcorn. Do we have any rope running to lure him with, though? Because while this is a hilarious idea...
We've got the rolls. And we have got stuff in our inventory we can use.
I'm
going
to check to see if I've got anything. Because this is... I've got bandolier. Could I tie, like, one part of the bandolier around him? And just, like, lure him down like that?
That would get rid of your SP for the temporary times. And it might cause things to fall out, perhaps.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm in the vent, right? Is there any reason for me to be dangled? Can I not just go down and then come back up again?
It's because it's fun, Cav, okay? That's why you're getting dangled.
So, for example, there is a small amount of popcorn there. There's not a lot. The actual machine itself is turned off, but it looks like it's primed and ready to go. It might take some time to, make some, though.
There's an idea for the Mission Impossible thing. I'm going to take a little bit of damage right now, okay? So I'm going to take a wee bit of damage, first of all. And then what we're going to do is we're going to dangle me down to the button and I will press it quickly. I might even use that yoink for the speed, depending on how you're going to play this, Matt. And then what to do is once I've turned on the machine, we're going to just whisk me back up into the vents and we're all going to hide and see what happens.
I can already know what's happened. I mean, that machine is going to be noisy.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's why it's going to be speed and stealth we're going to be using here.
I don't currently have anything that's necessarily stored in the bandolier, right? That was preemptive SP. So I'm going to tie part of the bandolier around, what would you say, your waist, right? And then ankles? Just hold the other end.
I mean, do you have nothing else in your inventories at all?
I have my weapon, but my SP was enough to carry that without the bandolier.
Perhaps Manny Manure's sweater?
That's on Tuke.
Or do you want to lend it to the cause?
Or did Tuke leave it in the train?
That's the thing, is I'm technically wearing a leather jacket, because I did have a leather jacket made.
I'm pitching you of all the clothes on.
Yeah. What did you say, Cartman?
So I've got a pogo stick. So if he wants to jump down there, you can use the pogo stick to get back up instantly.
That's hilarious, but I think maybe the bandolier might be better. Also, I really want to do the theme tune.
I mean, I'd allow a pogo stick, but remember it only has 6 uses.
Yes.
Not use it yet.
I can give him a use, I don't mind.
You tell me, you RP, what you want to do.
Leave it up to Cap. Pogo stick or getting dropped down?
I mean, if dropping down is an option here, then we're going to go for that.
Okay, I'll tie part of the bandolier around his foot and then the Gertrude and I can hold on to it to keep him anchored as we lower him down.
I'm going to swing from the bandolier. Why is that in my head?
Shouldn't we have Gertrude as range... just in case they get attacked, get the spikes.
Gertrude's the strongest.
If we get attacked, we're running, so no. Yeah.
let's just see if we get the popcorn machine going first, and then let's see what they do.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're dangling down Jacob.
Yes. dangling.
Jacob, I would like a noggin roll to see if you know how to actually turn this thing on.
All right, so it's not just hit the button.
Yeah, I gotta get rolled in here somewhere.
Can I ask my friend Tuken?
He took it from fly. He's just flying, flapping beside you as we do this with you.
Yeah, let me be very stealthy. That's my wings just constantly beating as I'm all.
Okay, well, it's a D6 for Noggin I've got, so here we go.
And I'm on a 5, you know, standard check.
Oh, Jesus.
Boost it.
I rolled a 4. Grit?
What does that do for me?
No grit?
I mean, here's the thing. You'll see there's several buttons, but it's not quite clear to you exactly what you need to hit them on. You flick a few, and it makes a bit of a noise, and yeah, something turns on, but it doesn't actually seem to be working at all. It doesn't, so you seem to have missed something.
The drinks machine is dead.
Right, can so I use an instinct roll for seeing to see if something, like, what changed?
Sure. Yeah, again, standard roll, so, you know.
Ah, fuck, I've done that too. Right.
So, well,
this,
yeah,
this bandolier is actually just sort of spinning Jacob at the moment. He's only getting a little bit of a look at it every time he goes round.
You start feeling slightly nauseous as it starts to spin up the speeding slightly.
I give the signal to pull me back up.
Okay. Hand over hand. Up you go.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck, that was a bit of a fail. Right, lads. Can anyone see what changed there? From our position.
Well, we had no lights,
and now we have bleepy lights.
Right, we went from no lights to bleepy lights. Is that good?
I mean, the lights came on, so that's a start.
I'm guessing this is progress right now. Can anybody else?
I mean, don't forget you have your abilities to use as well, so you know you can ask the GM direct questions.
Good point.
I can. I'm not using the grip for that right now when I've got other people that can just see the machine.
I kind of, yeah.
Does anybody else know what's happening?
Okay, so,
well, I got a 6 on an instinct check. Does that help?
But you're not being lowered down, are you?
No.
God damn. Right.
Klaus is a fat ass, despite being a dasher.
Exactly. So if you want to lower Klaus
down.
Toucan.
Toucan is the smart one. He can read them English.
Do you know, yeah, sure. Toucan, flying's noisier and less fun. Right,
Birdie
boy, it's your
turn.
Birdie
Bungie,
in fact.
Birdie
Bungie. Can I lower myself down using my beak? And I mean that, like, lightly. Like, grip the edge of the railing that I'm down and, like, lower myself down. Like, while holding it. And then just kind of, like, bloop. Because I'm also very light. I'm a bird. But also, since I'm using my beak, can I use the tripedal advantage?
I'm not too sure, because that's what I said. You'd be quite a distance away from this thing. So, essentially, you are above it, and I think your Toucan's beak is only about, what, maximum of 15, 20 centimetres, something like that? And I will point out, because you've made noise, I'm going to have these guys roll a noggin check. They're not the smartest things in the world, so they've got a D6.
Should be a disadvantage, because they don't look up.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, one of them has noticed the machine is on.
Toco Toucan's beak is an average for a 158 millimeters to 215 millimeters. So
10 to 20 centimeters.
Yeah, well, 15 to 20. 15 to 20 centimeters.
Well, far off then.
Average.
You
can also use your wings to glide. You don't need to flap them. That would be quiet.
And then you could potentially fly back up, but that would make a lot of noise.
Yeah, how are you getting back up if we don't use the bandolier?
I think you tie the bandolier to your ankles, and we do this that way. Because then
we promise we won't throw you into the birdie blender.
Yeah. I think that's the play, Birdman. Are you ready?
And it's lost interest. It rolled 3.
I do have a chain mace, a quarter mace. Does that lengthen my descent down where I can, like, hold it at the edge of my beak? You guys strap it to your bandolier, you know, kind of like a tying a bunch of sheets together to lower it down. Lower yourself down.
Use all your clothes.
Well, I don't know about that, but you will hear a familiar voice, and it's lowering itself down by something, that's for sure.
Gross.
Oh, dear God.
Wait,
oh, hey, he's got harness and everything. Postman.
We can use him to dangle too.
He's dangling.
Just don't tell that the audience we're dangling from.
I've accidentally gripped that with my beak before. I'm never doing it again. Ever. Oh, hello. Ever.
The earballs hang low to the
end. Meal. Cartman, I want you to give me the rail call.
Great. So it's advert time, is it?
It is indeed.
We do need food, and you know what? And I'm going to set do an advert for Big Bag of Chips. That's what I'm doing right now. And it's the biggest bag of chips you've ever seen, boys, girls. It's from the Big Bag of Chip Factory, where they have used the biggest bag of chip potatoes in the biggest bag of chip bags with the best bag of chip salts and vinegars. Come get your bag of chips now, boys and girls.
An inspiration.
So, you want a big old bag of chips. Yeah, that's going to be a 5 SP because it's a big bag. But it is a 10 and 10 on health and grit. But as soon as you open that thing, it is noisy as hell, and anything nearby will be attracted to it.
We should save that, and then if we need to lure them somewhere, we do that thing where you get a bag of chips and you just smash your hands together.
Yeah, or you just take this big bag of chips to our friends and get their help.
Yeah,
I don't think that's enough food for 3 days. It's a big bag, but it's not that
big.
Very
convenient postman this time.
I miss his act, done. Next act, please.
So, I'm gonna take a wild guess, and I thought we're gonna need more food than this big bag of chips. So, Birdman, it's all down to you.
Get dangled, idiot.
That's really fucking reassuring, Gertrude. Thanks.
You can do it.
Come on, get dangled.
Why didn't you make like an ultra silent rope? Like all of us, you ever wanted a
rope
to lower yourself
some...
down, like with the, included with the harness, a harness to perfect, like Gertrude sized harness that's perfectly silent and a rope that's perfectly silent with an anchor and everything. If you ever want to lower yourself into something, here you go.
Are you scared of heights? Is that what this is?
I like the fantastic idea, but all I can offer you right now is a pogo stick.
Or a bandolier. Or your chain mace. Or any of the options we have for lowering you down that you've yet to take.
Yeah, it's great. Chains are also extremely noisy, so I was...
The bandolier works and isn't noisy. Just use that, then. My God.
So as you're all shouting in the... the
God damn it.
At this point, I'm just going to fly down. I'm just going to fly down.
One of them notices there's noise and starts walking around a bit more.
Yeah, I just fly down to where we're going. I just glide down. I literally just jump off the railing we were at and go straight to where I'm going.
Well, you fine did it, lads. Okay.
How are we going to get down?
So, are you being stealthy? How are you hiding?
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I just land straight onto that bag of popcorn and I just sit perched right up there.
Onto a
I'm not
bag.
Even trying. I'm not even trying.
He means the big old box trying. In the picture.
Hmm.
Yeah,
Gertrude's
like, well,
gonna
the
get
picture.
Her needle
there's a thing of popcorn well. There. Yeah, so I'm literally just sitting right on it, not even trying.
Oh, two little puppets come walking your way, looking quite happily at you.
Well, hello there.
Hello there.
You talking to them?
No.
But if you're going to throw a tantrum, can you at least turn it on while you're down there?
I mean, yeah, they can do. They're going to throw a scrap at you because they're going to try and jump up and get you. A 2 and a 3.
Can I throw one of my javelins back?
You can. Yes. But I need cool. Tugan to roll me a dodge or two. And a bondage because he is a height.
Alright.
You've got the high ground, Gertrude.
That's an 8.
I'm reminding myself of the roll.
Oh, yeah, 8 and a 5, and yeah, that's plenty. So yeah, they won't be able to hit you, but they know you're there, and the other two are coming along. Yeah, slowly kind of felt walking. You can hear soft pats as they kind of.
So, oh, no, as I dodge them too, can I get like a free attack of just taking my quarter mace and I just swat at this one here? Just swat.
Yeah,
at
sure.
It.
You can swat down at one. You're kind of a high ground.
Turn on the machine and get back up to the vent. Come on.
They're coming at me, Mr. Jacob.
I'm going to throw one of my darts too at the same one.
That's a six, is it? Hang on. There's a six. They have a D10 of scurry. Attack of bits of in of it.
Attack of bits of in of it, indeed.
A D10 plus scrap? Yeah, D10 plus scrap. So a D10. And. So that's 12 damage.
So it will take 6 because they have a 6 DR.
Oh my goodness. So as soon as I do that, I reach over with my beak and I turn the machine on.
And the machine springs to life. However, can you roll me a noggin check?
Absolutely.
How do I work this button?
That's a 3, because I get a plus 1.
Well, you think this thing's working perfectly fine. And as you fly back up... I take it you fly back up?
Yeah, right back up.
It works for what seems like a few seconds, and then it just kind of pings and turns back off again.
Does it need to be held down?
I'm not holding that fucker down.
That's some bullshit, DM. That's not how any popcorn machine should work.
How about they all... yeah. I mean, how would they... I mean, I turned it on, but they could see it, so they could also roll a noggin check to see.
Yeah. I mean, they can now, but it's a bit more of... they wouldn't be out of it before, because obviously none of you had seen really up close, but now you've kind of seen a bit more of it. Yeah, go on then. You can all roll a noggin if you want.
Uh-oh.
Hey! I got a 1.
Got a 6.
I got a 5 this time.
Manny, for all you know, it's either working fine or it's just not plugged in. You don't really know.
Job well done.
Kolaris and Jacob, yeah, you realise that there is a little button on this thing that has to be held down for safety reasons. It's one of the few safety things that Fun Ocean Park ever installed, and it was the most bullshit one out of the lot.
Of course it is.
Oh, poor
Right, Jacob will jump onto the button.
Whoa, 1 second, Jacob, before you go, let's just talk for a second. Because we've riled
Gertrude, some Jacob's jumping on the button.
Geronimo, let's go after him!
The button.
Yes.
Well,
I'm going to hold the button down and guard it with my life.
There's a lot of people down there.
Okay.
Alright, let's all hop down.
So, how this is going to work... is that essentially every 5 minutes of real time is essentially enough to make a batch of popcorn. However, you'll need several, and as you go through this, several more puppets will keep arriving. So it's kind of almost like a wave after wave effect. Are you prepared for that?
I mean, remember guys, we only need to do probably one way down. And that could be enough popcorn for the quest. You've got the big bag of chips.
I would say you need a minimum of 2.
Once we start feeling overwhelmed, we can jump back into the vents.
Yeah, so you need at least 2.
Uh-huh.
Alright, so I'm on the button.
Right, I'm just going to roll these guys. Scurry checks. Puppets are all going on a 4. Know why I'm typing this in, because they're all the same. Okay, can everyone roll me your scurry tricks and we'll get what's underway. Cap,
yeah, I'm on a 4 as well.
You're a 4.
That's a 2 for me.
That's a 2.
7.
3!
Yeah, whoa, Manny's got a 3, did he?
Yes, 3.
Gertrude?
Oh, I've got a 6.
You've got a 6. And Kolaris?
7.
7.
Yeah.
Hold them back, lads, I got the button.
Right, so let's put this into reverse order because I'm going to do a whoop. Yeah, You're going to want to hold that button down, because that button is going to keep on springing itself back up again. Have I done?
Protect the bunny!
There's a kiosk
just happening. Just sort this out. Anyway, Kolaris, you are first, and that is not correct to do it because they put the bombs around. Yeah, anyway, you're first, so you act first.
Right, I'm probably just going to hit this bitch, but also I'll yell over. Gertrude, Tugan, there's some bottles on that shelf behind you. Mind seeing if any of them are of the flammable variety? Could be helpful for dealing with these groups.
And then I'm going to take a big old smack at this guy.
I haven't seen as much booze since my fraternity days in college.
That is a three, my man.
Have you found a donkey nuts yet?
That is a three. Okay, scrap a d10. Scrap a bomb. That's seven. So it will. Yeah, you'll miss it.
Damn it.
Okay, Gertrude, you're next.
So here's the question. We only need to hold down the button continuously for the portal to go. So,
yep.
So if I did an attack and then replaced.
You'll have enough time to attack and hit the button again. You know, it's not going to ping straight back up.
Because I was going to say, if I do my attack, can I then release Jacob on the button and he can have his attack when it comes?
Yeah, you could do that if you want, yeah, sure.
Cool. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm only going to go for a basic attack. I'm not going to go for a special. So, I roll my scrap, right?
Yep.
Oh, no.
That's a nat one. So I'm going to say, yeah, you miss completely. Nat one. Right, Jacob, I'm letting you go first before the puppets. Make it count.
All right, trying to hold them back while still holding onto the button. I'm just going to swipe out at them with my...
Oh, no, I take your place on the button. You can do what you want.
All right, okay. We'll just switch places then.
Yeah, you're allowed to freely switch.
Yeah, so attack. I'll put some grit behind it as well. So I'm going to add some 4 grit into this attack. Which gives me 5.
Unfortunately, net ones you cannot use grit on because we've suggested that previously.
Alright, well so then I don't use grit. I just, I don't know.
Yeah, strike out and you miss, unfortunately.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Gertrude tried to replace me on the button a little bit too quickly and I tripped up on my way off it.
So, this first puppet is going to kind of come to you, one of the ones that was twanged before. It's going to use one of the first abilities that I've created for these things, Sock Puppet Soliloquy. A smaller puppet appears on this thing's hand, and it's basically going to give you the most depressing speech you'll ever hear. And it's going to go after Tugum, because you're the one that hit it the first time. So I would like you to roll a vibe off, and these things haven't got a much vibe, they've only got a d6 worth, so you're gonna be 2.
Oh, that's just a 1. Okay, I didn't mean to do 2d6, but that's a 6 on my end.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you kind of hear this speech, and it's not really that entertaining. It's just kind of, you know, a sock puppet and a puppet. One of the others is going to look at Menemanure and is again going to spend 5 grits. Instead of pulling out a sock puppet, it's going to come up to you and start felting you up.
You dirty bastard!
Again, I need you to roll off against the vibe check, and you're having to be 3.
My own vibe. Okay. I have a 5.
Okay, so, you know, this thing's kind of creepy, but it doesn't seem to be doing much else.
I've seen worse.
Alright, well, this one's going to just take a swipe at Took. It's got a d8 of scrap. That's an 8. Took, can you defeat it or dodge it?
That's a nat 1.
Okay, so you're going to get hit by 6 points of damage. I'll maybe add this to 10 minutes worth, because otherwise we're going to end up with constant amounts of positivity. Right, so that's damage on you. There's another couple to go. It's going to going to go straight after Jacob. It's going to whack him. It's going to take a 5. Jacob,
take a 5. That's smart.
Scary.
All right, so, that's an 8. Sorry, I've got a wee plus 2 on that. So yes,
perfect.
Jacob deftly moves out of the way.
You've got that thing too, if you want to use it. Shovel smack, right?
You know what? I've not used that yet. I think that's a good shout. I am going to burn 4 grit to automatically retaliate with a natural attack. And this is great, because this procs a couple of different things for me. So, first of all, my natural attack is just a d6, which is 4. I get plus 5 from Stomper, which is 9. So, and I also have Leech.
Oh, Leech as well.
So I'm going to drain 6 grit.
Oh, very nice.
From the Shuffle Smack, so that's quite good. So that's 10 damage and 6 grit drained.
Excellent, okay. Work, buddy boy.
Another one's going to pop in and start going for Gertrude. That's a 6. Can you defeat her? Can you defend against 6?
Sorry, I rolled there.
No, Gertrude cannot defeat against a 6.
Yeah, definitely.
So damage rolls. It's only in that 1, so you have enough 0. DR for that, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I've got 4 DR, so I'm not too bad.
You think? Okay. And the last of the puppets is going after Manny Manure. And that's a 3. Can you defeat against 3?
On a scrap.
Yes. Oh, no, scurry. You're scurrying.
He's
what?
I was going to say, can't use my catchphrase, but. Shift fate. Burn 6 grit and you choose a target to you shift a failed roll of your own onto someone else so they fail their next round, next action, no matter what they are, and I reroll mine.
Cool, so yeah, reroll yours now, and when someone succeeds next, you can choose to have them fail instead.
Yes, I should reroll and give it plus 1, so 5.
Yep, so you don't get hit. And it is now your turn.
Ah! It's mine! Go now! Then he shall basically, the little scrubby there, he shall pull out from the bandolier. He's a big, huge, nice wacky stick. Mm-hmm. With the googly eyes, and just go for the smack.
Oh, go for it.
To make sure it's the right thing. Yep.
A 6. Can it felt its way around? Yes, it can, I'm afraid.
Actually, no.
You can choose to have it fail.
Yeah, that one will fail.
Well, then it fails. Do your damage.
Yes. So it is, first time I use this, a d6, 1, d8, plus 1, d12, 4. 6 damage after all that.
And they have 6 DR.
Oh, bugger.
Which one, right? Might...
Even damage roll. An even damage roll gives it 1 stun.
And I'm afraid they are not able to be stunned.
Oh,
okay. It's... Token, off you go.
Alright, I do believe from what I'm looking at, I'm closer to this guy, so I'm going to swing my quarter mace at him.
Okie dokie.
That's a 5.
Can they get away from a 5? They cannot, it rolls a 3.
That is 5 damage. And I know they have 6 DR, so god fucking damn it.
Okay.
Just
Matt,
bouncing off
I...
the felt at this point.
Yeah. Can I use more than one blister power in a round?
Sure, but I will point out you have had enough time to make one round of popcorn, and as a result, a couple more start turning up.
Yep, okay. Right, so I am going to burn 7 grit. To use inflate on the big bone.
Oh.
And I am also going to burn 4 more grit, bringing me to 11 grit burn, to use double scratch. So, 10, 12 grit left. And so that's going to do 1d4 plus 1 size for the thingy. Fuck.
Oh, which ability was that?
Inflate.
And you rolled a 1 for the hit, didn't you?
No, I rolled a 1 for how big it's gonna get, so it's only double damage. Which is unfortunate, because it costs 7 grit to use that fucking thing. Anyhow, double damage. And now it's 2 attacks. I'm gonna make the first one at least on this dude. Let's see if it kills him.
Okie dokie.
9.
So that's 18 total?
9 to hit, sorry.
Oh, 9 to hit, right, yeah.
Yeah.
3, yep, you hit this thing.
Right, so from this it takes, I think it does, yeah. So 2d10 and 2d8, so that it's 22 damage.
And you're hitting which one?
This one.
Yep, you managed to rip it to pieces.
And then for my second attack, I'm going to go in on this guy here.
Uh-huh, an 8.
That
yep,
hits.
You hit.
2d10 and 2d8 again. So that is 21 damage.
That's enough to kill that in one, yeah.
Yeah, swiping a bone across two puppets standing next to each other, I'm just into sad sacks of felt. Right, time to do the business then.
Yep, a bit of upholstery and googly eyes and a bit of felt here and there. Gertrude, off you go. It's your
good
turn.
Good shot, good shot. Hold the line, chaps, hold the line.
I think we can do this. We can get some good food today. I'm just going to go for my straight attack. Just a guy straight in front of me and Jacob. My scrap. 5.
Okay. It's a 5. It cannot. Wow, you're getting good rolls.
He said when we rolled D1 last time. So my damage, I roll my scrap again. 6 plus a d8, roll that, 4, so that's 10, plus, no, they get bleed, they're puppets.
Yeah, so you get the 4 because they have the 60 R, and they change it in the next one. Yes, it's a little bit more impact. Jacob, off you go.
Yeah, so Jacob from the button position is just going to be swiping out his keys and In a threatening manner. Again, rolled a 1 for the attack. That's twice I rolled 1 for the attack.
Oh, that's just
so. Yeah, he's just on the button, just swiping his keys out threateningly and not making contact with anything at the moment.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it's the horde of puppets' turns, and they are just going to come at you. These three. There's 3 of them that are together. And they are literally just going to go after Gertrude.
After me?
Gertrude, yep, you need to.
I need to be an 8 then. That's the best one.
An 8? Well, no, an 8, a 4, and a 6. So
well, then do I get 3 rolls then?
Yeah, roll 3. Yeah, roll your 3 things.
I roll 3 things, I've got. 8, 7,
so you missed
1.
The first one, you missed the second one, but you get hit by the last one.
Hang on, can I use one of my pogos? Pogo
you
uses.
Can, yes.
Okay, I'm going to take that because then I can do a clean miss on 3.
So you bounce out of the way any pogo stick. And the last one's going to go for Man in Manure. It's going to spend 5 grit. And it's going to use its first attack. Marionette Maelstrom. It's going to hold out its hands and seemingly the web or the string that kind of holds it up. It's going to come straight at you. So it is going to be a scrap against your scurry. So you get 5.
My scurry is a plus 1. That's a 4. And I get an intelligence.
Spend grit if you want.
can.
I want to try it. Actually, I've got a catchphrase. Time to remove the butt plug. And just use my catchphrase to re-roll that.
I feel like Manny's the only one that's got a catchphrase at this point.
Pretty much. Well, I can use it twice. I still have the back arm of it.
You will find yourself wrapped around in some string. And essentially you are now basically held in place for two rounds. Or you can do a D8, need to be an 8 in scurry.
Could we cut him free as for our turn?
Yeah, you could probably do that as long as you get like a 6.
Alright, I am going to keep attacking the son of a bitch right there. Okay. I've been attacking before, so it'll be a D6. That's a 6!
That's a 6. And that's a 9. You can use grit.
How much grit do I have? Oh, I have enough. Yep. I'm gonna use 3 grit, because beats it. So.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Alright. And I forgot before, I took that 6 damage, but I technically have 8 DR, but that's after the fact. So I will.
I'll let you retrospectively recover that.
Huh?
I'll let you retrospectively recover that.
Yeah. Alright. Appreciate that. But I'm going to go ahead with my damage. It's 2 and freaking 4. God damn it! Not enough!
Stick your hand inside the puppet, wriggle it around, and nothing comes out. Well, it's these three that have arrived recently. They will move their way up. And all three of them are going to go after Kolaris.
Bring it!
So that's 3 D8s. That's a 3, a 7, and a 6.
So scurry. Wait, hang on. I have plus 2 to scurry, not advantage, okay. So 3 different. So that's a 8, a 5, and a 6.
So you beat the one, you missed the other two.
Go on then, do your worst!
Yep. Oh, you want them to do their worst. Well, that is 2 of them hitting for D8s, so that's 2 D8. That's an 8 and a 4, so 12 total.
Sure. I take the DR off twice, though, because it's 2 separate hits.
Yeah.
So 5 and 1, so 6 damage.
That's pretty good. And it's your turn to attack.
Yes, I think I know what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do the same shit I did last time, burn 4 more Galit to hit another double.
Uh-huh.
3 for the first one. Does it hit? Yep.
Oh, well, you're doing 2 of them. Do both attacks at once and we'll do it at the same 3 time.
3 and 8.
3 and an 8. That's an 8 and a 5, so you hit at least one of them.
Hit one of them, alright. And that is going to be bonk, bonk. For 21 damage to... I'll go after this one.
That is enough to take him out.
Turn it into frayed felt.
Yep, into frayed felt. And that is where I'm going to say we'll call it for tonight as another popcorn slides out of the machine.
Bing!
Exactly. Find us on all of our socials. Blue Sky. Twitter, currently known as X. TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, you name it, we'll probably be on it. Leave us a review, send us a message, say hi. And until next time, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.